Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday morning, Wednesday, March the 27th, 2024, 16 minutes past the hour, 37 degrees and cloudy skies here in the Marion area. Wanted to open up the show this morning. I went through McDonald's this morning, and they're always passing out these little brochures. Now, today is not a brochure that really has anything to do with any holiday or special deal or anything like that for the most part. It just says, next time, save time and money in the app. Order pickup, order McDelivery, get deals, and earn free food. So that's today's McDonald's advertisement. Now, right off the bat this morning, I need to thank the Marion Star. The Marion Star did a very nice article. It was online yesterday, but it's in the paper today, if you want to go get the paper today. It's on the front page, which I appreciate. And the headline reads, local radio personality Spears to be a presenter at WWE Hall of Fame ceremony. And it's a very nice article that starts on the front page and goes to the second page. And there's a picture inside the newspaper. And it's just, it's a very, very, very nice article. And I thank the Marion Star for doing that and putting it on the front page in bold letters. You know, it's nice to be known as local radio personality Spears. You know, this is a headline I really never thought that I would read. You know, and I think a lot of people in Marion are kind of shocked by it, and it is really a shocking event. It's something that really doesn't happen. Local radio personality Spears to be a presenter at the WWE Hall of Fame ceremony. So I thank the Marion Star for that article, and if you want to read it, I'm sure it's online and also available in the hard copy of the paper today on newsstands. And there is a nice picture of Thunderbolt and I in the newspaper, so thank them for doing that. Now, want to mention something else. I'll probably come back to this article later on this morning. But on Monday, I think we were talking about cakes last week. I think when I was talking about Bailey coming back this week, I was talking about cakes. And on Monday, one of our longtime listeners, Mary, brought me a cake that her daughter had made especially for me. Now, her daughter is the proprietor of Casey's Cheesecakes and Delights. And boy, does Casey do a lot of great work. I'm looking at her social media page here, and it just looks unbelievable. And she brought me a cherry cheesecake. And boy, was this cheesecake good. And boy, you know what I liked about it? It had a very good crust on it. And I like the crust on a cheesecake. You know, the graham cracker crust. So I cannot thank... boy, she's got some great stuff on this page. Creme brulee cheesecake. Caramel cheesecake. All kinds of good stuff here. But I thank Casey for sending that to her mom. And apparently it was specially made for me. And I appreciate that. Perk of the radio job, I guess. So thanks to Casey of Casey's Cheesecake and Delights. And you can find her page on social media by searching Casey's Cheesecake and Delights. And I put a picture of the a piece of the cheesecake. And boy, was it good. You know, I like a fluffy cheesecake. You know how some of the cheesecakes that you get are kind of thick and difficult? This was just a delicious cheesecake, and cheesecakes are not very cheap to make, I will say that. And I got a whole cheesecake in a very nice box, so I appreciate that, and thank Mary and thank her daughter Casey for that. So what a great cheesecake it was. Okay, Bailey, now here's the thing. I invited, because Bailey apparently does some cake baking now herself. And as I've said before, Bailey was on this station several times. As a matter of fact, she was the first co-host on the Friday Night Show when we started that back in January of 2020, over 4 years ago. Hard to believe it's been over 4 years. But Bailey was supposed to come in tomorrow, Thursday, 8 to 10. Now, that might still happen. I'm not going to say it's not going to happen, but I don't know for sure. So just to give you a heads up, I don't know for sure if Bailey will be here tomorrow. But if she is, we'll have a fun show. I'm sure it'll be fine. It has nothing to do with me or her or anything like that as to why she wouldn't be here. Just a little issue going on in her life at this time. So if she's here, good. We'll have a good time. If not, we'll probably just reschedule for a different date. But tune in tomorrow morning to see what happens. The guessing game is always there. Now, what else do we have to talk about? Well, you know, Monday, I mentioned this a little bit yesterday, but we had a guest on the program yesterday, so we really did not get all that deep into this. The whole thing with PETA on Monday got so much attention. When I had Mary just sent me a very nice, thank you, Mary, and thank you for the cheesecake, and thank Casey for the cheesecake. But Monday, when I had the person on from PETA talking about replacing Easter eggs with potatoes, now, this really got under people's skin. And Mary says, thank you for promoting Casey. Well, no problem. The cheesecake was very, very good. And anytime Casey wants to bring a cheesecake around that is not chocolate, I am always accepting. You know, there's just something about chocolate that I am not a huge fan. I can eat chocolate occasionally, but, you know, I don't know. Anything that's not chocolate, strawberries, I love them. Blueberries, I love them. Anything like that. Anytime she's got a spare cheesecake, I'll be glad to take it. Now, this PETA thing from Monday. Now, you know, I understand why it made people angry. I get it. Potatoes taking over for eggs. I understand that. But the feedback we got on the WGH page and just in public that I heard back from people was really something. I'm going to try to go to the WGH page here and see if I can read some of these comments that we got, which were interesting, to say the least here. Let's see here. Here's what some of the comments were. I just shook my head in disbelief listening to her speak. And then there's a word here. Let's say poop like this is why Jesus changed his middle name to something else. Kind of an angry person there. Then we've got another person says, boo, potatoes, my rear end, and didn't say my rear end. And then there's Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, please help us. And then think of all the innocent taters that have to die. So those are a sampling of the comments that we got on the Facebook page in regard to the PETA appearance on Monday. So apparently it brings out a lot of strong emotion in people. And I've been trying to figure this out. Why did this particular story bring out such strong emotions in people? And I don't know if it's because of a change in tradition that we want to use potatoes instead of eggs, so says PETA, or if it's the fact that the idea of using potatoes instead of eggs is so odd. I'm not really sure what brought out the anger on the whole, but it did bring out the anger, I'll tell you that. 740-751-4038. That's the phone number today. 37 degrees and cloudy skies here in Marion. 740-751-4038. You know, as I was describing to somebody yesterday, I'm not really even sure how we got to the Easter Bunny for Easter. And bunnies don't lay eggs, so I'm not sure why eggs are associated with Easter. I'm not sure why colored eggs are associated with Easter. I really don't know what all that's about. I really have not done any research on that. Been kind of busy the last couple days with 3.5-hour city council meetings and having Miranda McGinnis, the auditor, on yesterday. But, you know, does anybody have any clue why this story brought out strong emotions in people? This whole potato idea from PETA? Do you think PETA does themselves more harm than good in instances like this? I don't know. Because I tend to believe the reason they said potato and went after the White House Easter egg roll was because they knew that's how they would get attention for this event. I believe that's really what was behind the whole thing. I don't even know if they really think that you should roll a potato down a hill or dye a potato. Now, I'm pretty sure they believe that you should not use an egg. I think that's an honest opinion. But I don't know if they really think it should be a potato or if that was just to get attention. I don't know. I can't speak on behalf of PETA. But if anybody has any thoughts on this, give me a buzz here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Your opinions are always welcome on this particular show. So, give us a buzz. That's that, as it were, at this particular point. Okay, so that was PETA. Now, we can go back to the city council meeting on Monday night. I heard from several people yesterday after we had Miranda McGinnis on. Did that change anybody's mind on anything? I thought one of the interesting things in that interview yesterday was Miranda said that she thought she could have the office caught up within 6 months, which would be September. I don't know. Maybe. I think there's probably a lot of doubt on city council's behalf in regard to that. I don't know. You know, I have to take people at their word as to what they say until we know otherwise. So maybe we'll wait till December. But, you know, this whole thing with the prosecutor's office is still hanging overhead. And we talked a little bit about that yesterday and about the impact that would have on her life if charges did come out of that. I don't know. You know, I really, really, really don't know. It's a sticky situation. Clearly, there are members of city council who do not want her there anymore. I think we talked about that yesterday. Could anybody else fix the job? I don't know. It's interesting. After hearing her yesterday, did it give anybody a new opinion on anything? Did it change any minds? Did it shed any light on anything? I don't know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. We would love to hear your opinion on anything of this nature. I think it's fascinating. It's local politics at work. A lot of people had wondered why we were not covering the local scene as much as we had been in the beginning of the year. Well, honestly, a lot outwardly was just not going on. Well, now there's some more outward stuff going on. So there's more to cover. And I did sit through that 3-hour and 25-minute city council meeting on Monday night when most people had left at that particular point. And again, this is just my take on that whole thing Monday night. Now, were there issues with the money? Yes, there were issues with the money and a lot of confusion regarding that. But there were also issues with other things. There was a big contretemps when it came to Marion Can-Do, as we discussed yesterday with Marion resident Terry Klein and Gus Comstock. That took up a good period of time on Monday. I just don't know. And there does still seem, I think it's getting better, but there does still seem to be a little bit of a disconnect on how to run a city council meeting. Now, we're 3 months into the new term, almost 4 months at this point, 4 months into the new term of the new city council, and they still seem to have trouble running the meetings. Now, I'm not saying that everybody is having trouble, all 9 council members and the president. All I'm saying is that there seem to be people who don't really understand how that works. Now, maybe I wouldn't understand how it works. I don't know. Now, 4 months in, do you think they should know how it works? Because I think, honestly, about an hour, maybe 90 minutes could have been trimmed off that meeting if procedure was just moving a little faster. Because there wasn't a whole lot of conversation going on. Other than the Gus Comstock, Terry Klein incident. Other than that, there really wasn't a whole lot of back and forth on anything. So, I don't know. I don't know. It just seems like the meeting moves a little cumbersome. Just what I witnessed on Monday for 3.5 hours. Now, there are people, of course, who know, who've been on council a long time and the clerk, and they know how to run a meeting. It's just, I think, a little difficult when other people are not exactly sure how to run a meeting. But again, that's neither here nor there. That's just the way it goes at this point. 740-751-4038. You know, one of the most interesting things that came out of that yesterday was the fact that I asked Miranda, I think twice in the interview yesterday, why she wanted that job. You know, why would you want this job when people every Monday tell you how bad you're doing, or every other Monday when there's a city council meeting, when the county prosecutor is investigating you, when you've went through all these bad news stories, why would you want this job? And, you know, I think she likes the job is pretty much what she said and wants to finish the job that she's done. I mean, can we fault somebody for this? You know, because at this point, you've really got to think, even if there are city council members who do not like what she's doing or the job that she's doing, I would think at some point even they would have to scratch their head and say, why is she staying in this position? Because she's certainly getting a lot of incoming from the city, from the public, from the media, from the prosecutor's office at this point. And from them during the city council meetings, why would you want to stay in that position that somebody continues to stay in? I don't know. I thought that was an interesting point yesterday. But again, the phone lines are open here, 34 minutes past the hour. We'd love to hear from you, anybody who listened to the interview yesterday with Miranda, and I know there were several who did. It'd be interesting to hear what the opinion was on that particular incident. Also, does anybody have any thoughts on Marion Can-Do and all that they do? Is it a problem for anybody else what they do? I don't know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 34 minutes past the hour here this morning. If you have anything to say, let me know. Talking about the PETA idea that we do away with Easter eggs and start rolling potatoes on the hill at the White House Easter egg roll. The interview with Miranda McGinnis, Marion City Auditor, yesterday on this program. thought that was fascinating in the realm of local politics. Is that, well, have you had any good cheesecakes lately? I certainly have. I would have to say that I have. The eclipse coming up on April the 8th, under 2 weeks away. You know, people are getting very, very, I keep saying this, but they're getting very, very tense about this eclipse. I keep hearing about the eclipse, the eclipse, the eclipse. Very, very tense. I don't know how it'll turn out, but we'll find out, I guess, in the end, how this all shakes out with the eclipse. Will it be good? Will it be bad? Will it be overcast that day and we not be able to see anything? Or will it be just another clear day and we can see everything and all is well? I don't know. I did get invited to an event. I can't go to that event because we've got a little bit of an event going on. So I appreciate being invited to an eclipse event. So people are having eclipse events, and honestly, I can tell you that the eclipse event that I was invited to, I was told was sold out. So maybe it is a bigger deal than I think it's going to be. I guess we'll all have to wait for that weekend and Monday, April the 8th, to figure that all out. So here we are. And again, if you have a thought on any of these subjects from PETA and the Easter egg potato roll controversy to Miranda, Marion City Auditor, on this show yesterday for 2 hours, to the big eclipse coming up less than 2 weeks away. You know, March will be over at the end of this week. Or is it the start of next week? What do you consider Sunday? Easter Sunday is the 31st. So, I don't know. Is that the end or beginning? Probably most people would say Sunday's the beginning of the week, I would think. Does anybody have any big plans for Easter this year? I'll tell you, with the eclipse and everything going on, I'm not hearing much talk of Easter this year. I mean, I see the baskets and the eggs and all of that in the stores, but is there a whole lot of talk of Easter? I really have not seen it. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know. Haven't seen a whole lot about Easter. Has anybody? 740-751-4038. Aside from the normal, what would we say? Retail versions of Easter, I guess. We've seen those, but beyond that, I don't know what we've seen. Really, with the eclipse, that's turning into a whole retail thing. More people are buying the glasses. I'll tell you that. The closer we get, more people are buying the eclipse glasses. Oh, and I did want to come back to the WWE for a second. And this whole idea that I'll be a presenter at the Hall of Fame on April the 5th. You know what? They have been very, very, very nice to me. I just want to say, for whatever you hear about the WWE over the years and big billion-dollar company and all of that, I had a conversation last night with a producer from that company who's going to be producing the Thunderbolt Patterson Hall of Fame segment. And I can't tell you how professional he was and how helpful he was. And I had a tremendous conversation with him. And I'll tell you, I called Thunderbolt when I was done with that conversation, and I said, this guy was so professional, he had so many answers, and I don't think there's going to be a problem at all. He was just great to deal with. So, you know, I got to take my hat off to the WWE here. They've been very, very, very nice. And when you think about this on the whole, again, 21,000 people. 21 plus in the Wells Fargo Center that night for the Hall of Fame, 21,000 people sold out. Then I don't know how many watching all around the world on the Peacock Network starting at 10 p.m. that night. It's really an unbelievable crowd. And the thing about this that's fascinating to me is I don't know if anybody from Marion has ever had that kind of an audience, broadcast audience. Now, maybe President Harding. I don't know. Mary Ellen, maybe. It's just a huge audience to have. You know, it's a sports audience. 21,000 people sold out in an arena. Plus watching all around the world on national television. And, you know, political speeches, certainly in President Harding's day, were not on television. He predated television. And Mary Ellen, I mean, a lot of her speeches were shown on maybe CNN or something like that, but not really the world we have today where you can watch everything on an app. It was funny yesterday when this came out in the newspaper or online, because a lot of the wrestling sites, I'll tell you, the wrestling media is very interesting. They printed this article. I don't know how many sites it ended up being on and publications it ended up being in that Thunderbolt Patterson had chosen me to be his inductor. But I have to thank them all because they were all very, very nice. Some of the things that were printed on the internet yesterday were fascinating as far as this whole story. Thunderbolt Patterson, now this is from SES or SE Scoops. Thunderbolt Patterson asked veteran journalist to induct him. Well, it's good to be a veteran journalist. I appreciate that. Radio host to induct Thunderbolt Patterson into Hall of Fame. Thunderbolt Patterson having radio host induct him into the Hall of Fame. Identity of person introducing Thunderbolt Patterson into the Hall of Fame revealed. It was nice publicity. And the article, the wrestling media did a very nice article explaining who I was to maybe people who did not know. And I appreciate that. And that's a national media, the wrestling media. So I thank all those sources that ran with that story as well. And I don't know if any are listening this morning, but I can say that they printed where the station was and when the station was live and how to listen to the station. So I certainly have to thank the wrestling media for that. And, of course, I don't know if I've done it. I'm sure I have, but I probably should do it again. I thank Thunderbolt Patterson for asking for me to do this. So, you know, does it get any better than that? Well, probably not. And to be on a national platform like that is very, very... You know what it is? It's mind-boggling because it's something when I was younger that I used to watch. Now, I have to admit, and I've told people, I haven't watched it in quite a while. But I don't think that matters when it comes to the Hall of Fame, because I think the Hall of Fame is about yesteryear. And I certainly know about Thunderbolt Patterson. He's been here at least four times that I can remember since 2016. And I don't know how many times we've done interviews over the phone. And I spoke with him last night and he's very happy. So it's good. It's also very thrilling to know at 82 and a half that he's this excited about this and getting to do this. It's just a nice thing. And it's a full circle moment from starting way back when I was younger, you know, in elementary school, in middle school, watching wrestling to one day be on the stage with the biggest wrestling company in the world doing an induction speech. So, I'll get more to this in a second. We'll take the phone call here. All right. Go ahead, caller.
I may not live in the city of Marion, and I certainly don't ride my bicycle there or anywhere else for that.
Oh, no.
But I do know where all the good Marion restaurants are located, as my physique can attest.
Well, it was an interesting moment on Monday. I will say that.
Oh, man, that was funny.
Now,
hey,
now,
Scott.
Yes.
I've got another top 10.
Now, hold on. We can't move that quickly away. Now, did you hear that, or did you hear me relay that story? Was it put up on the internet anywhere?
No, they have not posted. From what I can tell, they haven't updated like anything from council. Now they have their agenda and stuff like that, but they, as far as the links, now if I went directly to their YouTube, maybe they have, but they don't have it linked, I guess.
Well, I'll tell you, if I am even 10% off on what happened, I'll be shocked, because that's pretty much what happened. And for those who were, I'm just going to recap this real quick for those who might not have been listening yesterday. At one point, Terry Klein, Marion resident, got up and was talking about Gus Comstock, the head of Marion CanDo, not living in Marion. So then Gus Comstock got up to answer some questions, and at one point he said, well, to the idea of me not living in Marion, I spend more time in Marion than some Marion residents. I bike here on the weekends, so on and so forth. And then he sits down, and Terry Klein comes back up and makes the comment of Gus talks about biking to Marion on the weekends, and I think his physique does not reflect that. And that's what we're talking about. So there we go.
All right. So here are my top 10 takeaways from the recent Marion City Council meeting.
Oh, top 10. We got a top 10 here.
Top 10.
All right. Takeaways from the Monday night's marathon, 3-hour and 25-minute Marion City Council meeting.
All right. Number one, why use council to appropriate funds when you can just transfer funds and spend willy-nilly?
Well, that's true. There are some things like that going on.
Number two, according to the auditor, positive progress with the city's finances is best proven by the fact that the most recent IRS penalties, which were incurred by Marion earlier this week, are 5 figures instead of the usual 6.
Well, you know, improvement anywhere is a good thing.
Number three, council is planning to hire Jeff Probst of the hit show Survivor to host future council meetings. In his new role, Probst will conduct fire ceremonies every time someone from the audience leaves the multi-hours-long meeting.
You know, if he needs a job, we need somebody there to do that at this point.
Just one after another, right?
That's right.
Last man standing.
I was there for that one. I stayed on the island till the end, too, by the way.
You won.
I did. I think I won.
Number four, why hire one person to do one job when you can hire two people to do one job?
You know, that does seem to be a philosophy going on right now.
Number five, why pay someone one salary to do one job when you can pay someone two salaries to do one job?
You know, the whole salary situation right there, that's a whole point of contention right now.
All right, number six, some say Marion can't do, at least not without ample subsidies and double dipping.
I've heard that a few times now.
Number seven, when you're mayor, nowadays, not only can you snub the local press and refuse to do interviews, but you don't even have to attend council meetings.
Now, what local press has he snubbed?
You, my friend.
Oh, me. Oh, no. Oh, darn.
It's easy to forget, right?
I know. They come and they go.
Number eight, like someone who almost gets killed while riding on a runaway roller coaster, Miranda McGinnis, auditor of the city of Marion, who has admitted repeatedly incompetence and is currently under investigation for malfeasance, told reporters that even if she is prosecuted and her life is ruined, it is, quote, been a fun experience, and I'd definitely do it again.
Well, you know, we'll talk about that in a second, but you're pretty much right. That was said yesterday.
All right, number nine, in light of his recent wallpapering success at City Hall, Mayor Bill Collins has announced his intention to become an interior decorator if this whole mayor thing doesn't pan out.
You know, I've really got to see these offices down there. I wonder what it looks like now.
I bet they're fabulous.
You know what I could not figure out about that point is how many people actually go in the mayor's office or the service director's office? Yeah, I mean, to see this. Because it's my understanding the wallpaper is Love Marion. We love Marion or something. I forget what the slogan is. But, I mean, who's going to really see that in big numbers? Wouldn't you want to, like, repaper the walls of City Hall?
Or the bathrooms at City Hall.
Yeah, a lot of people go to the bathroom.
Right.
Yeah, I've been in the bathroom, so I can attest to that.
All right. And
they need some wallpapering in those bathrooms, by the way.
Right, right.
Yeah.
In the and number 10 of the top 10 takeaways from the recent Marion City Council meeting. When Councilwoman Twyla Lang started talking about excessive spending by the city and the potential need for budget cuts, many of the city's politicians pulled out their phones and had to Google the term budget cuts. Then they voted to have Councilwoman Lang involuntarily committed.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, that's where the meeting started. And to be honest with you, just as a citizen there, not a citizen of the city, but a citizen of Marion County, a media person, and it's just my perception.
You're that's, the media, Scott.
I am the media at this point. Well, have you read the paper today? You know, local radio personality. That's what I am now, local radio
personality.
Yeah, personality, you see. Not just local radio host, I've graduated.
Right.
Personality. Right. I'm a personality. That's all you got to do. Listen to this show and you'll find personality every morning. To me, that's where things went haywire with Twyla in the beginning wanting to pass the full budget with cuts. Now, because it caused so much problem on how to vote on other things. Now, there were questions that the auditor was not able to answer right on the spot when City Council was asking them, but I think a lot of the slowing up of that meeting did come with that.
But I commend her for, you know, putting that out there.
Yeah, but you know,
the solution is not just spend,
no.
And without regard.
Exactly.
So if she was genuinely on that committee, she's on finance, right?
Right.
Yeah. And if she's on there and she is making recommendations for potential cuts or bringing that to light, like, man, I commend you, Twyla. Good job.
Yeah, but you know, here's what happened. For example, it was, and again, if I'm misquoting this, somebody I'm sure will let me know. But one of the things she wanted to cut was the ability of the capital, I think it's capital gains, I think is what it's
capital
called.
Capital improvements.
Capital improvements, excuse
for
me.
For the mayor just to be able to do whatever he wants.
Well, yeah, that's part of it, but it's also other things as well, like the park department. So when this meeting's over and that fund has been knocked back to where somebody has to bring everything to city council, well, now the money for the parks department, which they have raised independently through fundraising for their banners, which they need, they can no longer have because it's in that fund. And that's what Kenny from the Parks Department was saying. He's saying, hey, wait a second. You just, at the beginning of this meeting, took away our money that we had. Now we have to ask for it. That was never the city money. That was never taxpayer money. And they say, well, come to us with an appropriation. But I don't think they understood that he needs these banners before the next meeting in 2 weeks and three readings, even with a suspension of the rules. You could do it in one night. But how long is that money going to take to get dispersed? If they really were just talking about the mayor's office, I think they could have passed legislation to that effect.
Did they spend all their money replacing the sign for Scherzer Park?
Well, they might have. You know, we're still looking to get to the bottom of that, and there's some requests in on that one. And there's some other stuff going on. And you know what? I can't say if it's true or false or whatever. But, you know, there's some other things going on down there right now that, you know, I don't know. I really don't know at this point. It's very strange, the things that are going on down there. But I want to come back to that comment made by Miranda on this show yesterday that it's fun and she doesn't regret it and so on and so forth.
She's a glutton for punishment.
Well,
that's
but
all
I mean,
can take out from that.
At some point, though, don't we have to say that, I mean, I don't think she's in this for the money. I don't think she's in this, certainly for the glory of it, because there's not a whole lot of that coming her way. And she's still not leaving. I mean, maybe she really does like the job. I mean, don't we have to come to that conclusion at some point?
I mean, there's only a few conclusions that you can. Either she is insane, she is stupid, unfortunately. Or she loves the job and she really does want to do whatever she can to, like, fix it.
Well, no, she's insane or stupid, so I'm on a strike. Yeah. Those. Yeah. So, and that's what I say. Even if counsel does not like what she's doing, even if counsel does not like her, whatever it is, I would think at some point they would have to say, man, you know, she's going through a lot here that we're throwing at her, and she's still not leaving. She could resign that office any day. And she's not.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very surprising, I guess. I mean, I guess my hat's off to her for sticking it out. I mean, I'm a little bit reluctant to say that just because she has admitted, you know, essentially incompetence, like, multiple times.
But repeatedly, you know,
I would say, not just multiple times. And, you know. So.
You know what I thought, though? And there was a little bit of talk about this on Monday. Is there a stopgap in the city? Because the last auditor, as we know, was apparently not all that well in his position either. Okay, so if apparently there's no check and balance on the auditor, I guess is what we all have learned.
Replace the auditor with a new director position.
Well, and what's that person doing?
That person, it sounds like, is going to be the de facto auditor, or to cover things, you know, to cover any deficiencies in the auditor's office on behalf of the mayor.
Well, but are they? I mean, because...
Well, they
started,
right?
Well, they just, I think 3 weeks ago was what I was told.
And now they're on vacation already.
And now they're, well...
Must be nice working for the government, right?
You know, there were a lot of...
I would just love living on that public teat.
I can't know... You know, I really don't know if she was on vacation, but certainly there were a lot of people missing Monday for whatever reason. The mayor was missing. The safety director was missing.
Maybe they all went on a vacation together using taxpayer money. No, I'm not alleging that.
No. And
just a joke. It's just a joke.
Right. The fire chief was missing, and...
What if they were, though?
Well, it's my understanding... And again, if I'm wrong, somebody pointed out to me, but I would... I said to somebody, where's the mayor? Because that's the most obvious person missing. And I said, is he on vacation? Because, I mean, people take vacations. You shouldn't be shunned for that. And somebody said he was on vacation at the last city council meeting, and that's why he wasn't here. So, and that was 2 weeks ago. So
yeah.
I don't really know where he was, and nobody really made mention of it, or I don't even know that it was brought up to be. I think one point somebody said, well, the mayor's not here to look at this, but that was about it.
We'll put a message in a bottle and float it out to sea.
I don't know. It's just, it's strange. And then I don't think this, well, I think the people, I forget who said it on Monday, but they said they had never even met this budget person yet. And I think they've been on the job maybe three plus weeks, and said they never met him.
But on vacation already.
Well, on vacation, but you know, that could have been a planned vacation. I don't know.
And they don't live in Marion, right?
You know, I don't. I think that was an accusation at one point. I can't verify that. But Miranda said she had a lot of good experience, and she got along with her, so it seemed as if there's no animosity there.
Yeah, well, no, there shouldn't be. She's going to be basically, you know, covering for her. So that's what it is. I mean, I guarantee that is the purpose. Hire two people to do one job.
Well, let's say that is. City Council passed it, so that's on them. They didn't have to pass it.
It is on them.
So why aren't things running like a top? Because hasn't the argument always been that Miranda doesn't know what she's doing, so we've got to fix this somehow? Well, now you got a second person in there. How's that going? You're paying another...
And you have Veritas in there, and however much money that's costing.
Well...
But the penalties are now,
you know,
five
what?
Figures, Scott.
We got to go to
we're
break.
Down
call back after the break, because this is a conversation to have.
All right.
We'll be back.
You're listening to The Talking Place from Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you. Yeah. All you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy, is that true? I've never asked that question on air before, by the way, but...
I can tell with it.
I wasn't even sure how to word it.
When the way your arms got going.